Dictation for Judy, J-U-D-Y, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N, December 2nd, 1950. Address as a letter to Dr. Magla Kelitsky, M-A-G-H-L-A-K-E-L-I-D-Z-E, 837-9205. Dear Dr. Magledesky, a follow-up for Mrs. Hartman with chronic kidney disease. She has Crohn's disease on biological treatment, chronic diarrhea, last visit in January, comes accompanied with daughter-in-law, was evaluated in the emergency room for weakness and dizziness, no heart attack or stroke, but CAT scan shows a mass on the right lung, suspicious for cancer, being seen by Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, plans for biopsy in the near future. There is a renal atrophy, the presence of the pacemaker on the left side. In prior gallbladder and uterus surgery, an inferior vena cava filter. They found that there was a low sodium concentration before all this here in Michigan when she was visiting family members at Boston, B-O-S-T-O-N. She was admitted for 5 days because of a small bowel obstruction, did not require surgery, treated conservatively. They discontinued the fiber that thought it was causing worsening of obstruction. There has been weight loss from 95 down to 88, appetite is poor, nausea but no vomiting, present in no abdominal pain. She has prior partial colectomy, follows at the University of Michigan, has 10 bowel movements a day without any bleeding. She increases sodium intake and Gatorade. Presently no hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, review system otherwise is negative. Medication is review because of abnormal liver function test. Leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, was discontinued. She remains on potassium replacement, biological treatment, Remicade, R-E-M-I-C-A-D-E. The only blood pressure will be bisoprolol. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 140 over 80. Right side, the large cap sitting position, early by the nurse, 144.72. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress. I don't hear localized raps or wheezes, although distant, no gross arrhythmia, has a pacemaker, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, there is muscle wasting, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from June 17. Creatinine at 1 for a GFR of 55, a normal potassium, acid base, calcium, glucose, sodium running low, back in March it was normal, 137, 139, now in June 127, 129, 126, and the most recent 129. Anemia down to 9.7, a normal white blood cell platelets, MCB at 92. Recent iron studies, ferritin 700 with a saturation 25%. A recent urine osmolality of 372 and a urine sodium of 16. Normal TSH, normal cortisol, low reticulocyte in the 50,000-60,000. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hyponatremia, likely related to hypovolemia, despite high blood pressure, in relation to 10 bowel movements a day, from Crohn's disease, prior bowel resection, continue salt intake, might be exacerbating hypertension, do relative fluid restriction, as her problem is not SADH, is hypovolemia. Next number, CKD, stage 3 stable. Next number, hypertension, which is relatively a new problem. Next number, a mass on the right lung, which likely represents malignancy. Workup in progress, Dr. Sahai. Next number, pacemaker. Next number, anemia. Multifactorial, without external bleeding, with good levels of iron studies, a normal B12, normal folic acid. Next number, biological treatment for Crohn's disease, Remicade. Next number, of leflunomide because of abnormal liver function test. Next number, potassium well replaced. Alicia discussed with the patient and daughter-in-law. End of dictation.